إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما.
Also, we need to remember the point that prayers, the mihrab, the altar, the mihrab where the Imam of Jamaat is standing, in Arabic it is called mihrab because that's the place where the rules of Harb are taught. It's mustahab for the Imam of Jumah to, when he is reading the Salat of Jumah, to wear kafan in Islam. It is mustahab for Imam al-Jumu'ah to have a weapon in his hand at the time of delivering the khutbah. Look at the Sharia. Where does the Sharia want to take you? And what does it want to empower you with? So that you can defend yourself. You can live a dignified. Islam doesn't believe in violence. But we need to defend ourselves. And wear the kafan. And the mihrab is called mihrab because that's the place where you learn the adab of harb. Then some people say, don't bring these, you know, this city is a holy city, there shouldn't be any armaments in this city. Where do you bring those things from? Do you think Imam Ali Islam, when he used to lead his prayers in Masjid al-Kufa, he used to put his Zulfiqar outside the Masjid al-Kufa and then come inside the Masjid al-Kufa to lead the Jamaat prayers? What nonsense some people talk about, you know, in the name of Islam. What bothers you is that these things are said in the name of Islam, Qurbatan illallah. In the time of Rasulullah, the masjid was the centerpiece of every activity, social affairs, family disputes, political affairs, military preparedness, other religious worships other than these, you know, individual matters of the life, everything was done right in the masjid. Now we have converted the masjid into a place where we do to pick and choose, like the fruit and salad, fruit salad, I like this but I don't like that. So Islam is a package deal. You take whole or you are leaving the whole. Because if you take some, you will never reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So prayers is the thing that teaches us how to live a respectable and dignified life. Defending ourselves and our dignity and the dignity of Islam above everything else. It personifies the removal of every form of shirk associating any partner with Allah in any manner. It is the mother of Tawheed of Allah. It is, you know, when I consider Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, to be bigger than any description, you know, of course we don't mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bigger than anything. When Imam Sadiq al-Islam asked the person of the meaning, what is the meaning of Allahu Akbar, you know, he said, Allah is bigger than everything. Imam Sadiq al-Islam said, حَدَّدْتَهُ, you made Allah to be a limited thing. And then Imam explained that Allahu Akbar means, Allahu Akbar min ayn yusaf, Allah is greater than what can be described about Him. So Allah is greater than every description. But if I am ready to, you know, to change my principles and values for every now and then, for every other person, for every other pressure, I can give up my values and principles. Then basically I don't consider Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be great. So if I want my prayers to be prayers, it will remove every kind of shirk and associating partners with Allah in any matter of our life. Because that's how we learn it, by doing it 5 times a day as a minimum, to learn the Tawheed. Let's bow down to Him. And this is the real Hurriyat and independence, that we get out of the bondages of the humans and peoples and evil governments. It is a removal and a means and wasila of washing away of faults and mistakes. We get rinsed and cleansed and, you know, thoroughly washed with all the saints by the prayers. It teaches us the taqdeen and respect of our Lord. That's how we respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I don't pray, how can I claim I have
I consider Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be worthy of respect. It is a proclamation of a renewed relationship with Allah every time we pray. We are renewing our oath of allegiance as a slave towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we make this renewal of relationship of being abd towards the ma'bud, a slave towards the one who is worshipped. It teaches us the fear of Allah along with the eagerness and ishtiyaq towards Him. So, we need to have, of course, the prayers that has ishtiyaq and raghbat towards Allah, not the prayers that is being forced on us. So, how much time do we have remaining? 5 minutes? Okay. So, yeah, we have 15 minutes to go till 5:15. We have time. Inshallah, we will be done by that time. So, we have 20 minutes. So, it teaches us how to have raghbat and ishtiyaq. So, Islam teaches us not to force the ibadah on ourselves unless we have ishtiyaq and raghbat. So, we need to, even when teaching to our children, you know, we have to teach the ibadah in a way that they don't get repelled. You know, that's their age factor is important. We have 5 minutes now. Let me finish this. So, it also teaches us the path to become perfect, away from the forgetfulness and isyan and jahl and ignorance. This teaches us the way of takamul, get rid of jahl and get rid of isyan. You know, because isyan is from, of course, shaitan. And it is an escape from rebellion and tughyan against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator, in the name of freedom, etc. So a human tends to do several things, you know, that he likes to do. And his desires drag him to do, his wishes want him to do. So this prayers contains us from any rebellion and tughyan to follow our desires and to disobey Allah, because we need to pray. And we pray that we have to want it to be accepted by Allah, so we have to behave well and keep away from the harams. So prayers and salat teaches us to keep away from the rebellion and tughyan. It is an ascension of a mu'min, if he is a mu'min, and it is a close intimate encounter with the beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every lover wants to have an encounter with the beloved. So our beloved is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and prayers is the intimate encounter with the beloved and mahbub Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the best form of remembering the mahbub, that is Allah, the beloved. The best form to remember is prayers. Wa aqim as-salata li-dhikri. Quran says, install the prayers for my remembrance. It is a means of closeness for those who are muttaqi and pious, and a means of ru'yat, of seeing the mahbub. And then finally we have about 4 minutes, 3-4 minutes to go. As soon as Imam Hussain al-Salam knew that it is the Fadilat time, superiority in reward, the time of Fadilat, of the Asr prayers, he put his head in the sajda in the final moments of his life. So this makes us understand how he spent his entire life for the uplift of Islam and the Quran and its values in the Sharia, till the final moments of his life for the uplift of the Kalimatullah, the Word of God, and Quranic values, especially the Salat, which is of course the peak of Islamic teachings, and his love for Salat, because he said that Allah knows that me fuhibbu salat, Allah knows that I love the prayers. He seeks more time for one extra night so that he can spend the night in prayers. And we say in the ziyarah that ashhadu annaka qad aqamta salat. No, so it's called the Quranic culture. Farhange Iqamiyya Namaz. This sahafat of Quran, of installing the prayers in the society, not just praying yourself, but you install that Quranic culture and that ideology so that the rest of the generations continue to follow it forever. So we say to Imam Hussain al-Islam, that ashhadu annaka qad aqamta salata. And no wonder why the ziyarat of Imam Hussain al-Islam is considered to be equal to the ziyarat of Allah, because Imam Sadiq al-Islam has said, whoever wants to do the ziyarat of Allah on the arsh, he should go for the ziyarah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And also it is said in the hadith that whoever wants to do the musafaha and shaking hands with 124,000 prophets of God, he should go for the ziyarah of Imam Hussein. So no wonder why in Islam the walayat has been given the number one priority. We have this hadith sahih of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, where Islam is founded on five, and salat and saum and hajj and zakat and hajj and walayah. And of course, walayah is the most important thing where people are invited. Without the walayah, the prayers are unacceptable, as the walayah is the root and the soul of the entire Islam. And the walayah cannot combine with inclining towards the ta'ud. So that is how, if we stay away from the tawahid and behave well towards the walayat of Imam alayhi salam, if we perform the prayers in such a way and in the fadilat in beginning time, our scholars say that those people who pray in the beginning time, they are doing the ittida. They are following the Imam of their time. If you pray your prayers in the fadilat time, you are actually doing the ittida of the Imam of your time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you and all of mu'mineen and mu'minat, and give us more and more tawfiq to understand and to practice the prayers in the way that the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt and the Holy Quran has informed us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wa al-Muslimin. Waqtul al-Kuffar wa al-Munafiqeen. Allahumma ansur man nasr al-Din. Waqtul man khadr al-Muslimin. Allahumma ansur wa'fad wa ayyid ulama'an al-Rabbaniyin. Wa maraji'an al-Rabbaniyin. Rasiyyum al-Waliyy al-Faqih qa'id al-Muslimin. Allahumma ansur juyush al-Muslimin wa asakir al-Mu'ahidin. Allahumma ka'an al-Sara'i al-Muslimin. Allahumma wafiqna lima tuhibbu wa tarda. وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من انصاره واشياعه واتباعه واعوانه بجاه محمد واله الطاهرين. Thank you very much. And I would like to request all of you to please read one salawat for all the organizers, all those brothers and sisters. I cannot name all of them because I am afraid I can miss some of the names. So all of those brothers and sisters who work hard in organizing the whole thing, so please read a loud salawat for them.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
And one salawat for Brother Behzad and Sister Shama for arranging all this, making this facility available for this, for the teachings of Quran and Ahlul Bayt. Please read loud salawat for them also.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.